Hello, this is Billy Joe with Keel Coffee Talk. I have not posted a podcast in a few years and I miss it. I just wanted to take a break, do other things. But I've really missed it and I'm coming back and I'm gonna try it again. I don't know. I hate to say bored because I am busy, but my husband does podcasts with sports. He's really good at it. He's enjoying it and he gets lots of feedback. He actually has a lot of people that listen and they enjoy it, which is about sports. So I don't know anything about sports, so I can't do that. But basically, Keel Coffee Talk is just discussion, just talking about my life and being a woman over 40. Keel, for one, is my maiden name. My mom loves coffee. We all have inherited that from her. We love coffee, all my sisters. And we sit around sometimes and have coffee and just act silly and talk. And we decided years ago that we were going to do a Keel Coffee Talk. We would actually wear silly hats and scarves and big granny glasses, and we would just have little discussions. My sister and I, we would actually, we would record ourselves doing silly skits with our mom, who is now 88, and she still loves to do it. It keeps her active. We keep her entertained, that's for sure, and she entertains us. But so then I started just dabbling into podcasting a couple of years ago and interviewed a couple people, and I felt like I just couldn't get enough interviews, or just, I don't know. I felt like that's what I needed in order to do a podcast. But I have learned that it's not about that. And if I am able to find people to interview, that is great. And I hope I can. I would love to talk to women of around my age or younger or older, just women in general, get their perspective on things. Being over 40, you kind of lose your sense of self. Especially me, I have almost 18-year-old daughter who's about to graduate high school. I have that hasn't been easy for me to deal with, but it is a part of life, and I will have to deal with that. Although I just feel like I need something to do. And I know a lot of you feel that way. Like I'm constantly trying a new makeup or a new skincare line or a new hair product, or I am taking on a art project, I've tried to sew, which I'm still doing. I did buy a sewing machine. I'm trying to do that. Made some pillowcases that don't look the best, but I try. I'll get better. I'm always trying something new. And I know that people that know me know that, what is she doing now? Well, I am working full time. I work in a medical field. In the office, and I do that all day, sometimes 10 hours a day. I sit pretty much alone all day and work from a computer, answer the phone, make appointments for patients. I'm by myself and I feel lonely. Like, that's not me. I'm very sociable. And since this pandemic, just made it 10 times worse. I just, you know, you get so used to sitting at home, and then when it's time to actually, you feel safe enough to go out, you don't feel like going out anymore. You've gotten so used to not doing anything. So I wanted to do this, and this is my next project. I don't know how this works. I'm learning it. I'm not quite sure how I can get feedback. I'm still learning this site. I just want to basically talk about life in general. Nothing specific. We can talk about children, careers, you know, wine. I love wine. Food. Our ambitions, our fears, our goals. How, you know, and how growing up, you feel like, you know, at some point, people will be grown and act grown and be not so judgmental. And gossiping. Oh my gosh. I mean, I'm not a gossiper. I don't care what other people are doing. Like, it's their life, you know? Are there people out there that really enjoy gossiping? Like, why do you feel like you have to talk about somebody in order to have a conversation? Like, that's the stuff I'm talking about. I guess I'm no better. I'm sitting here talking about them, but I can't stand it when I'm in a place and another woman approaches me and we're talking, you know, I'm thinking this is going to be a nice conversation. And they just want to talk about somebody. I will quickly cut them off, not rudely, but I will walk away. Does anybody else feel this way? Like, you know, mind your business. You know, stay in your lane. Deal with your own life. And so I'm dealing with mine. You know, I'm dealing with my daughter getting ready to graduate high school. I'm dealing with work. I'm dealing with home, just like anybody else. So I just want to get some ideas from people. And I can see that my audience is mainly women. So if you're a female that, you know, of any age, you know, if you can message me and say, hey, can you talk about this, you know, makeup, or I may have younger females up listening that says, what is it like to be 40 or older? That, you know, what are some things that I need to do? What are some things that I need to avoid? I'm no expert, believe me. Young people getting married will say, what's the secret? I've been married for 21 years. And there is no secret, but I will say that communication is probably the biggest thing that you can do. If you stop communicating, then you lose that part of your relationship. And if you don't have that, then you really don't, there's nothing else there. But anyway, I'm just noticing that as I get older, I am looking for things to do, a project, an adventure. You know, I want to go places. I want to do things. I'm not scared to do things. I'll go by myself and just go to dinner if I want to, but you know, I want to travel one day. I want to learn new things. You know, I've bought a sewing machine. I'm trying to learn how to sew. I am, I've tried painting. Wow. I've tried refinishing furniture, and you know, it's important to be busy, and it's important to keep your mind busy. I have just recently, met someone that is opening up a really cool coffee shop near us. We live in a small town in North Carolina, and I'm really excited about this coffee shop. I love coffee. I love the smell of it, the taste of it. So I was actually recently invited to the shop to learn how to make lattes and cappuccinos, and I did learn a couple of things. The business will be called Two Doors Down in Halifax, North Carolina. And I'm really, really excited about it. I'm ready to, it hasn't opened yet. There's a few things that need to be completed before it's open, but I will be working there part-time, and hopefully it will be a success. Our little area here in North Carolina is just, you know, there's nothing really much to do here. So if we ever want to go and do, we have to travel. But it's quiet, and it's kind of like Mayberry. You know, that's all I can say. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody supports you. We have lots of great neighbors that will go above and beyond. I mean, from fixing something, or we have a nurse here in our neighborhood that is just, she's here for everybody. Our school's here, our church is here. So anyway, I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to reintroduce myself. This is Billy Joe with Kill Coffee Talk, and I would love for some people to email me. That would be awesome. My email is bflythe, that's B-F-L-Y-T-H-E, 77 at gmail.com. If you could drop me a line and just, you know, give me some suggestions and ideas, that would be great. So thank you for listening, and I hope that everyone is doing well, and I'll be back later. Bye.